yeah, a lot of people who have junk food and lots of saturated fats in their diet, then they'll often find that, yeah, their ejaculate will taste very different. It'll smell very different as well. So if you're having a fair few more fresh vegetables and less fat in your diet, you'll be a lot more attractive in the bedroom.
The hookup. Love and f***ing on Triple J.
Warning, sex and adult themes.
They say that scent is one of the most powerful senses that humans possess. So, could you ever date someone with really bad breath? And would you ever have the guts to tell someone you were seeing that their dick smelled weird? We're talking about bad smells and how they can affect your relationships. And joining us on the podcast is a GP who has encountered his fair share of weird stanks in his time, Dr. Brad Mackay.
Usually as a GP, I'll sort of see patients who come in and often their partner has sent them in. Because they may not smell what's going on, but their partner, if they're getting close to them, different parts of their body, they can be a little bit turned off and just say, look, can you sort this thing out? Yeah. So there's all sorts of different things that can happen. I remember one of my patients came in just saying, look, things have been a little bit sort of like worse for wear for a while. It's been like a couple of weeks. Things aren't smelling too well. As a GP, you sort of like, look, do a bit of a smell. I have terrible sinuses, so my smell sense isn't too good. So that makes me a brilliant doctor. I can sort of get down there and everything's all right. I'm not passing out. It's often surprising what you find. So often it's different bacteria that could be there that's causing the problem. And in some instances, it's like a retained tampon.
Yeah.
And that's been in there for 2 weeks while they've been having sex with their partner.
Oh, that is nightmare fuel.
Yeah. So in some people, they're going, how did your partner not know that you had a retained tampon in there? Like, how are you having sex with this there? But some people just have no ability to notice what's going on.
As a GP, is it sort of a bit of a Russian roulette? Is it like, are you just sort of sitting there crossing your fingers being like, please be broken finger, please be broken finger, and then it's like, oh, smelly vagina.
Well, it's actually quite therapeutic. So if you've got somebody who's coming in who's just really, really worried you're able to remove that retained tampon and, have a bucket of water ready so you're not filling out your entire clinic room full of this disgusting stench, then you can actually change somebody's life within a few seconds. So that's when it's worthwhile.
That's right.
You can fix a broken finger any day, but you can fix smells once every year about, yeah.
So what do you think are the most common kinds of bad smells that people have?
I suppose the most common would really be bad breath. If you're going in to pash somebody and they've got bad breath from a variety of reasons, if they've got thrush on their tongue or if they've got dental caries.
Thrush on the tongue. Can we just pause for a second? Thrush on the tongue. What and how?
So oral thrush is very, very common. So it's the same bacteria, the same fungus, I should say, that's in people's vaginas, but it can also be in people's mouths as well. Particularly if somebody's had antibiotics, we'll often get rid of the good bacteria that's sitting in their mouth. And then what loves to spread itself around is a white coating, usually on the back of your tongue. And so that can create a lovely, furry, swollen feeling around your tongue and oral mucosa.
We're hearing from you on the text line 0439 757 555. This topic is so relevant to my life. I've turned down two people because of this now, and I'm really annoyed as I loved everything else about them but just couldn't hook up because they smelt bad and seemed dirty, but I have no idea how to bring that up. You're attractive and I want to be with you, but you need to shower more. Well, let's talk about some specific smells and how you can fix them. I mean, what about with bad breath? What if someone's chronically bad smelling?
Yeah, so it really depends on what the cause is. So often people just aren't flossing enough. They're not brushing their teeth enough. They may have terrible gingivitis where you get swelling of your gums, and sometimes it can bleed as well. Often people will just need to go to the dentist and go every 6 months and making sure that they're flossing every night and making sure they're looking after their dentition. But sometimes it can be from, yeah, as we're saying, thrush on the back of your tongue. Sometimes it could be a bit of a coating of bacteria that's on the top of your tongue. And yeah, there's lots of different discussions about how to get rid of that bacterial load. One of the tips is that you'll often need to use the back of a butter knife. So something that's sort of like metallic, which is rigid, because often the plastic that you'd get on the back of your toothbrush that most people will use often isn't rough enough or good enough to scrape off that bacterial load that's on the top of the tongue.
Very relevant here. 0439757555 is the text line where I've been hearing from you. I get bad breath when I get stressed or nervous. So bad breath on a date. I always use breath mints and feel very conscious of it. I was so relieved when I met my ex-boyfriend and I could smell he was the same. He didn't always smell bad, but just sometimes. And I thought, yay, I'm so glad I found him, and it made me feel less conscious. Oh, that's nice. Birds of a feather.
That's beautiful. Maybe if you just had garlic for dinner, then that would just match up as
exactly,
well.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so what about, are there any particular skin conditions that can make people smell a bit funny?
Yeah, so the two that I'd really be thinking about with that, one is called hyperhidrosis. So this is just, it's such a terrible condition for so many people where they'll often get a little bit nervous, so they might be on that first date, and then they will just sweat profusely. So some people will sweat from their armpits, some people will sweat from their groin, other people sweat from their hands, the palms of their hands or the soles of their feet, and other people like sweat over their entire face. And it's just when they're getting really nervous or sort of like going in and out of different temperatures, it just goes crazy. So the way to treat it, there's a whole lot of different antiperspirants that you can use, usually with aluminium chloride, that can sort of like block off the sweat glands and stop them from producing sweat.
That sounds quite intense. Is that dangerous at all?
You don't want to use that sort of antiperspirant, like the heavy duty ones every day. So sometimes you just need to use them once a week, and it's good enough to stop your sweat pores with that. But otherwise, yeah, some people are really extreme. That doesn't even work, and they need to have Botox injections. So they'll use Botox injections under their armpits or in their groin, sometimes on the palms of their hands, to stop those sweat glands from producing too much sweat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the other one that I get really, really passionate about is a condition called hidradenitis suppurativa.
Say that 10 times fast.
So this is a condition which is really, really common, and a lot of particularly women will get this condition where they'll get abscess formations along their breast line, so underneath their breast, in their armpits and in their groin. So this condition, hidradenitis suppurativa, or HS, really, really common. People often think that they're just not washing enough, but it's the way that their skin is actually producing itself, and it creates all of this extra oil. This can form massive abscesses, even the size of eggs or tennis balls in their groin. And if it's sort of discharging, if it breaks open, then it can really affect people's sex lives.
Whoa. Could you tell me a little bit about something called Phimosis.
Phimosis, again, is quite common. So for men who have not been circumcised, then the end of their foreskin becomes tight, and then they can't pull back their foreskin. So it's really, really difficult for guys to clean underneath it. So true phimosis is when you're trying to pull back the foreskin and you can't see the glands at all, the head of the penis. It's hidden from view. Some people have like nearly phimosis. It's just a tight foreskin, but yeah, if you've got like a tiny area the size of a pinprick that you're trying to pee out of, really, really common for infections to build up under the foreskin. You can get abscess formations, which aren't very nice at the end of your penis, and yeah, it can cause bladder infections
and
all
bad
sorts of
smells
things. And terrible smells, and it's painful if you're trying to have sex.
And I've heard from you on the text line 0439757555. My name is Jeremy, and my fiance has bad breath during sex, and I don't have the heart to tell her. What do I do?
That sounds like a very interesting problem. If it's just during sex, I'm sort of wondering what's happening there. So you can certainly get bad breath if you've just got a dry mouth. So bacteria can certainly multiply and cause foul smells. But yeah, you're sort of wondering if she's got the same smell at different times of the day. So it really comes down to dental hygiene. And if sometimes medication as well can cause people to have a dry mouth as well. So it depends on what she's taking, if there's any other medication that could be making things dry. There are oral gels. This sounds like the weirdest thing that I sometimes tell my patients. You can get gel. It sort of comes in a toothpaste tube, and you can sort of spray that around your mouth or spread it around your mouth with your finger, and that can be like an oral moisturizer to keep your mouth a little bit more moist.
Maybe make it a part of your, foreplay ritual. You can
rub that oral gel around. Rather than lubricant, that would probably smell
not
a little bit better.
Not on your genitals, though. When you don't put toothpaste on your genitals. We've heard from Jared on the text line 0439 757 555. He says, "I've been waiting for this topic. I dated a girl many years ago, and her vagina smelt strongly of sweat all the time. What would have caused this?"
Brad? I suppose we're sort of wondering if it's going to be like sweat or body odor. I presume he's talking about sort of body odor. I suppose the groin is a very sweaty area. You can breed a fair bit of bacteria in the creases of your groin or around the folds of the vulva as well. So, you're sort of wanting to sort of identify where things are at. Often it's worthwhile seeing a doctor, having a vaginal swab and making sure that there's no sexually transmitted infections, making sure that there's no bacterial vaginosis. So that can also cause a terrible smell as well.
What's bacterial vaginosis?
So bacterial vaginosis is when your normal vaginal flora, instead of you having lots of good bacteria floating around, not really causing a smell, you get a whole lot of bad bacteria taking over the joint, and they produce a lot of amines or fishy smells from it. And so, it's a major problem. It also causes inflammation of the vaginal wall as well, makes people more likely to get sexually transmitted infections as well, like gonorrhea, chlamydia, and HIV. So it is a big problem that a lot of women face, and we do have some antibiotics that can stop it from happening, that can fix it, but it will often recur, which is a terrible situation for a lot of women.
How much does diet or what we drink affect the way that we smell or taste?
You are what you eat, and you smell like what you eat as well. So it, one of the biggest things that we know about is pineapple juice. So that that's certainly known to alter the smell and the flavour of cum. So, very well known. Asparagus is one of the vegetables that will often make your pee smell a bit different, and that can also change the smell of your groin at other times of the day as well. Usually not a pleasant smell. A lot of people who have junk food and lots of saturated fats in their diet, then they'll often find that their ejaculate will taste very different. It'll smell very different as well. So if you're having a fair few more fresh vegetables and less fat in your diet, you'll be a lot more attractive in the bedroom.
I had a friend who is vegan say that they can smell it when they have sex with a person who eats meat. Would that be right? Would that be true?
Well, it's probably the saturated fats that's in their diet. Yeah,
wow.
So it will alter things. And they may be like a sommelier. So there are these people that have a heightened smell. So they're the people that become the wine tasters. They're probably very particular with their partners if they have a very sensitive nose.
And I've heard a rumour that for women, drinking beer makes your vagina smell weird. Would this be true?
I've heard that rumour before as well, and I've never sort of like figured out exactly how that would really happen. What I've sort of surmised over my thinking about it is that it's probably a rumour sort of going, beer or, alcohol is... particularly beer is made from yeasts. If you're drinking that, then maybe you're getting yeast into your vagina. But it's really, it doesn't quite work that way. So I think it's more of a rumour than that it's what you're eating that may contain yeast. A lot of people say, if you're eating Vegemite, then your vagina will smell more yeasty. If you're having Vegemite, it doesn't really come with any active yeast in it. It's a yeast extract. So
maybe these weird rumours happen. Then that would be different.
Well, one of my old science teachers used to use Vegemite. He used to put a few drops of Vegemite into the petri dishes that he used to grow bacteria. And apparently small doses of Vegemite are fantastic at growing bacteria.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, you're probably right.
I want to talk a little more about vaginas just for a second. Because, you know, a lot of women are incredibly insecure or afraid about how their vaginas smell or taste. What's your verdict on feminine hygiene products that are meant to make your vagina smell like a garden of roses?
This is one of the biggest problems with female hygiene, because everyone's trying to sell you something else. Everyone's trying to sell you different products and teaching you how to wash out your vagina and make it smell like a fresh tissue box. But when it really comes down to it, the more you're washing, the more you're likely to get rid of the good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria. And so it's a really, really common problem for people who are vaginal douching to get rid of all of their good flora and end up with bacterial vaginosis, where the evil bacteria are taking over and making things really, really smelly. And then the more you're washing, the worse it gets.
Dr. Brad McKay, thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup and, again, tackling one of the filthier but lovely topics here on The Hookup.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget to subscribe and rate us in iTunes. It really helps other people find the show.